Today I'm going to show you how to create a sample space. A sample space is a great freebie to give to, say, your list or maybe in a sales funnel where you're trying to promote a specific product. So there's lots of ways that you can do this, but this is the way that I like to set up my sample spaces. So I first go to the product, the course that I'm trying to sell. So in this case, I'm going to use my multi-access space. So currently this space, this product has a basic product purchase and a premium product purchase. And you can see that in my content. I've got pages that are set up for basic people as well as for those who have the premium access. So what I want to do is I'm going to go to my configure screen, and I don't want to have to recreate or re-upload all of this content. So I actually want to duplicate my space. So you're going to go to summary, and I'm going to click on the red button that says duplicate space. So I'm going to click on that. And now I have an exact copy of that space. So I'm going to go into there and I'm going to start editing this space to remove out the stuff that I don't want them to have access to. So the first thing I'm going to do is going to go to configure, and I'm going to rename my space. And sample space, we're going to call this multi-tier product. So I know which product it's promoting and that it's my sample space. Now your customers are going to be able to see the name of this, so you probably want to name it accordingly, but for our purposes, for our training purposes, I'm going to go ahead and name it based off of what the sample is. So I'm going to save those changes. And then I'm going to go over to my content, and I'm going to start moving my content around. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and give them my blog. I'm not super concerned about it, so we're going to leave that as is so that they get a feel for it. And I want to go ahead and give them access to the content page one. So real quick, I'm going to go ahead and publish the blog. So the blog's going to be published to them. And then I'm going to go to content page one, and this is what I want them to have a sample of. So I'm going to go ahead and publish that as well. So right now they get a sample of the front page of it. What I don't want them to have a copy of is the sub pages and the forum, because these are things that I want to keep specific to the group. So we're not going to go ahead and publish those. And in fact, I can delete them out if I don't want them at all. So to do that, I would just go to settings and then delete. And then the same thing for the forum. Now what I could do if I wanted to is I could go to the content of, say, the forum page, and I could copy over the questions as a content block. So forum question one, let's say. And then I can publish that page to them. So they're not getting access to the forum. They can't see the conversation, but they could see the types of questions that they have access to in the forum. And in that case, we'll call it forum sample. And maybe say, these are the types of questions posed in our forum. Now we've got a forum, again, another forum set up for the whole course versus just for the basic package. I don't want them to have access to that. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my settings. I'm going to delete out that page. This is my basic page, so this could be maybe my sales page, or it might be something specific to my basic product. So in this case, I'm going to use it as my sales page, so my content is going to be reflective of that. So I'm going to say, leave it as titled the basic page, this is what you get in a basic product, and save those changes. So it's kind of a little mini sales page within there. Now the premium access sales page, same thing, says you can get access to this by purchasing the premium access. So again, it's a little mini sales page, but I don't want them to have access to the actual content. So we're gonna go ahead and delete that page also. So this is a page that everyone in my product has access to. I may or may not want to use it as a sample. In this case, maybe I'm going to go ahead and we're going to delete it. Now, I had it in a premium sales page also, and as well as premium content. I'm going to delete those because we've already got those set up. And we'll go ahead and go back, and we're going to publish all these pages. So now when somebody goes to visit this space, they'll be able to access the blog so they can see the kinds of blog posts that are done. They can read what's been published there. They're going to get a sample of one content page as well as the sample of what types of questions are proposed in the forum. So you can see the blog here, you can see the content page here with the forum sample, and then they're going to have access to, they're going to see the basic package sales page or the premium access sales page. Now I could combine these so that they're in one page, or I can leave them separate, whatever is fitting to you and your product. So now my space is all set up. I've got my sample space, and now I just need to give access to it. So there's a couple ways that you can do this. So again, we can do it in a list. So in this case, I would go to, say, my list, going to go to my newsletter list. And I'm going to go to the content tab, and I'm going to go ahead and link the space to it. So now anybody who joins my newsletter list will get a Simplero user ID password, and they're going to get access to my sample space. The other way to do it would be to go into my automations, set up my sales funnel that's going to sell them on this product. So I've got this automation here that says sales funnel start. And so I would go in here, it says, you know, welcome, thanks for opting in. They get that letter right away. And then I would say, give them access to a space, sample space. And in this case, I'm going to put it right here. So probably in the welcome email, I would say, thanks for opting in. Here's a sample of my multi-tier product, if you want to get a feel for what we do. And then a week later, hey, did you enjoy that? Why don't you join me on a webinar where we talk more about it? You know, so on and so forth as they go through. So that's the other way to do it. This automation would still be linked to an opt-in list. So I'm going to go back to my newsletter list, and I'm going to show you how to do that. So instead of doing it, you're still going to go to the content tab. But instead of connecting the space here, I would remove that. And I would instead go to triggers. And I would say when a subscription is activated, I'm going to start an automation. And then I'm going to choose that automation that gives them the access to the free space. So that is how you would set that up. You can find a lot more detailed information in our guides as far as how to create a space, how to load content to a space, control access to pages in a space, connecting spaces to products or lists, as well as creating automations or using the automations as sales funnels. So everything that I discussed here, there is a guide for it. If you are still having questions or not sure how to do it, you can always feel free to reach out via our help and submit a support ticket. And we would be happy to connect you to guides or answer questions as needed.